This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the third week of the 2017 legislative session.
I don't know that it sets a negative tone. We have work to do.
This week saw the first address given by Missouri's new governor. In her reaction to what's commonly referred to as the state of the state, Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says she still has a lot of questions.
But it was light on substance for me. We just still don't have a budget, so we're wondering about that. We heard nothing about the massive transportation problem in the state and how we're going to remedy that.
Typically, the speech is meant to be the budget address from the executive branch to the Missouri General Assembly. However, the governor's budget is not expected to be released until early next month. Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says he started talking to budget experts all over the country before Missouri Senate, House, and executive branch negotiators came up with a consensus revenue estimate for the next fiscal year.
1.7 to 2% growth next year, and I think the budget consensus is over 3%, so they're very optimistic, and I continue to be conservative.
Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg is now 3 weeks into his time in the upper chamber, but has been tabbed to serve on the appropriations panel. He says the governor wants more jobs in Missouri.
Which falls right in line with my big government get off my back act. Senate Bill 183 would say no new rules or regulations on our small businesses.
Senator Walsh says a lot of things were not included in the governor's address.
Notably the transportation issue. We've been working on it hard here, you know, for many years. I'm worried about what an ethics bill might look like. I've always been of the belief if we have an ethics bill, let's make it strong.
Other measures heard in committee now await further action.
We heard what's called the collateral source.
Senator Ed Emery of Lamar chairs the Missouri Senate Government Reform Committee. Last week, his panel heard Senate Bill 31, which he sponsors.
Medical costs that might be reimbursed are, in fact, what was actually paid by either a harmed person, a plaintiff, or an insurance company on their behalf.
The measure now goes to the full Missouri Senate for consideration.
For whatever reason,
Senate Bill 117 is sponsored by Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur. Her proposal, which would require employees and volunteers of specified public and private institutions to receive an influenza vaccination every year, was heard this week in the Missouri Senate Health and Pensions Committee.
When patients who are always vulnerable or suffering from an injury, when they come in contact with health care providers who may be sick, that just complicates whatever issue they're dealing with.
The fate of her proposal has yet to be decided by the panel. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.